Good afternoon, this is Tanya Schultz with Social Chats No Aging. I'm live streaming with my BFF and co-host, Sandra Lopez. Hey, Sandra.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. It's kind of like, yeah, today I've been thinking a lot about we are now really getting into summer, because we're in June, and, living in South Florida, so I noticed the people's skin, so today's topic, I want to chat a little bit about healthy tan skin. I mean, I don't go in the sun that much, but, I put self-tanner on once a week, but I find out when I go out, I notice a lot of these people don't take care of their skin. You can tell by what they're eating, by the product they're using, or just their lifestyle. It's kind of draining. So I wanted, today I want to talk about that. And Life Extension did a really, did a great blog post, Dr. Michael Smith did, and it was called The Top Foods for Healthy Skin. So I wanted to talk about that. Actually, I posted on Twitter and Facebook, and a lot of people commented on it. So that's today's topic, is healthy skin.
Did you send the link again so that they can go on there now, or?
Yeah, actually, I tweeted it out earlier, but I'll put it on social chats right now.
Okay, perfect.
And this way we can talk about
it. Wonderful. Yeah, remember last year, it was the summer that I went boating with Tatiana and we went fishing?
Uh-huh.
We did that segment on sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was all about prevention, and now the summer is here, So this is a great topic. People always, you would not believe what misconceptions there are about healthy skin, healthy tanning, sunscreen,
mm-hmm.
When I get clients that say, for example, I don't know what's wrong with my skin, it's so dry, and then I ask them the very first main question is, well, how's your diet, and do you drink a lot of water?
Yeah.
Do you drink enough water? And, the first thing I get is, oh, I don't like water. Well, right there, that's your number one skin killer,
Exactly.
You're not hydrating.
When you don't hydrate itself, I mean, it's like water is... Well, how much water do we have in our system, in our body? Are we like a whole bunch of water?
Well, 70% of our body is skin. That I know, but I don't mm-hmm. know how much water we carry in our body. I just know that that's the last place that you get hydrated. All your organs get hydrated first.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's the last place to hydrate. And the only way to hydrate is through ingestion of water,
Yeah, I drink a lot of water. Sometimes I worry I drink too much water.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. You would know if you were drinking too much water. You probably wouldn't feel right.
Yeah.
You can drink too much water.
I know.
I've heard of people drowning.
Remember, who is it? We knew someone that had to go to the hospital because she drank too much water. I don't know how that
happened. Who was that? Someone we know?
Yeah. From a long time ago. I'll tell you later.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, right?
I can imagine.
It's like too much water. Hold on. I'm posting right now. Yeah, so there's two areas I want to talk about. One is the top foods for healthy skin. And the other one I want to talk about, healthy summer tan. So let's go to the food part. And I had mentioned that Dr. Michael Smith did a blog post on the top foods for healthy skin. And if you guys want to check it out, I just posted on Social Chats Facebook page. And I actually tweeted out before we got on so that people can see what we're talking about today. What I really liked about his post was that he kind of like made it really simple. And based on because this one part he said, your skin likes yellow and orange colored foods. What do you think about that?
Your skin likes yellow and orange colored foods.
Yeah, carrots, apricots, and yellow squash are rich in vitamin A.
Very good.
Vitamin essential for healthy, younger looking skin. See, I never really think about that. I just like carrots because it's easy to eat, so I just eat carrots all day long sometimes.
Right, you can just pick them up.
Yeah. It's like I have a little baby carrots bag in my refrigerator, and I give them to my puppies, and I eat them myself. So, and then apricots. I love apricots and yellow squash. I really don't eat that much yellow squash. Like, we used to make soup out of it. You know, my mom, that's a big thing for us.
Yeah, but I when it's in season, I eat it. You know, that's the good thing about carrots is they're in season all the time, so you can get your vitamin A through mm-hmm. carrots for that. But apricots are also kind of seasonal, you know, you can't yeah. really, can't get them all year long, you know. Yellow squash, I love yellow squash.
I love it too. Have you ever had a, I have to make it for you. It's this soup with shrimp uh-huh. in it. You put shrimp and yellow squash, and you put onions and a bunch of garlic. So good. I'm hungry now.
And garlic is good for you. Garlic is like a natural antibiotic.
Chatting about, I'm doing health. Skin. Okay, hold on. Food. And tips for health. And tips for healthy skin. Okay. And then the next part of it, he also talked about. He said that vitamin A is composed of two broad groups of compounds: retinols and carotenoids. The retinols, besides supporting the retina in your eyes, also act as a hormone-like growth factors for skin. So. Okay. You know, I never even thought of it that way.
I never knew that carrots had, they were so rich in vitamin A. You always think of beta carotene when you think of carrots.
Yeah.
And so I never thought of it as a retinol, you know. But, the retinols, yes, they work in your body as hormone growth factors. And that's, you know, for your skin. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't. That's why I think this post was caught my eye, and I've had a lot of people commented on it and retweeted for me.
It's nice because it's easy. I'm looking it over and reading it. It's very easy for the, like, you know, the layman or someone who's not a doctor, you know.
Well, yeah, I actually ran into Dr. Michael Smith at the Life Extension corporate office, and I asked him to come on our show and do a spreecast with us, and he said, "Yeah, I'd love to." So, and if you read his blog post, he makes it so simple, and it's not so, you know, everything Life Extension does is all scientific proven, but it's nice to read something that it's just simple
that you can understand.
Yeah, I can understand. Anyone can understand.
So much of scientific terms. Yeah.
Yeah, and then so he explained what, like, without vitamin A, skin cells won't develop properly and will result in dry, itchy, lackluster skin. So especially during the summer, I say that lots of vitamin A.
Yeah, if you can find some apricots, they're so yummy.
I know. Well, you can get dry apricot.
Sorry?
You can get dry apricot.
I wonder if it's the same.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think you get the same nutrients when they're dehydrated, you know, you get a dehydrated fruit.
Let's look at the second part. I really like this. And I really didn't, you know, I don't eat as much beans and peas and lentils as I should. Because for some reason, I just always think that makes me fat. I don't know why. I think it's my mind, I guess. But he writes that there are a couple things that the legumes, beans, peas, and lentils will do for your skin. First, they provide ceramides, a specialized type of fat. Yeah, and you're an esthetician, so ceramides is really important for the skin.
Yeah.
It locks in the moisture deep within the layer of your skin, and moist skin looks and feel younger and subtle. So during the summer, you always want moist skin. Because if you notice, like, especially when I used to live at in Deerfield Beach, and I noticed, like, everyone that's tan, their skin is so dry. And I actually knew a couple of people who... I always wonder if they ever put moisturizer on themselves. They just went out in the sun because they like to be tan, but it's not even healthy.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that, you know, those people don't even use sunscreen on a daily basis, you know.
Yeah.
But tanning is from, like, yesterday. Most people don't do that anymore. I mean, like, we have a lot of, consumer savvy now, but you still see leather-skinned people out there trying to, gross. I'm sorry.
Gross.
I get emotional about that.
I know
you
do.
I have clients that I fight with every week.
Yeah, I don't get why, you know, especially living in Florida, I mean, if you don't cover up, I can understand once in a while you forget, but that's my staple. I mean, I gotta have my sunblock and moisturize. I don't know. It bothers me when I have dry skin.
Yeah, aside from that, you know, there's so much out there, Tanya, that causes environmental damage. You know, it's not just the sun, but like pollutants that are in the air. So when you wear your sunscreen, when you wear your moisturizer, it works as a shield against any of those other things that are out there, you know, bacteria, anything. So, you know, you have wonderful skin because you always take care of your skin.
Well, you know what it is? It's just something that I do. I don't even think about it. I get out of the shower, if I wake up, I do anything, I always moisturize.
Yeah, well, it's good that you do that, and you have to, you know. Plus, you drink a lot of water,
Drink a lot of water.
I would never have thought, though, you know, that the ceramides were coming from beans, peas, and lentils.
Yeah.
You know, this is a great article.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I was like, this was going to be today's show about. Because, you know, they always tell you to eat that. It's good for your heart. It's good for your health and stuff. But you never really think, as a woman, to eat that is really good for your skin, for the ceramides. And I am done.
I'm sorry, I'm engulfed.
Engulfed in the article? I know. I've had a lot of people already mentioned on Facebook that they're reposting this article.
Yeah, I know, but you know how I am with Facebook.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying that.
I'm in and I'm out. Otherwise, I'll be there all night.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. They said that legumes are also a source of protein for the skin. When protein is eaten, your digestive system breaks the protein into the building blocks, amino acids. The amino acids pass into the blood and are carried throughout the body. Your cells then select the amino acids they need for the construction of new body tissue, antibodies, hormones, enzymes, and blood cells. So eating beans and peas and lentils are very good for your skin and for overall wellness.
When it says construction of new body tissue, mm-hmm. what they're talking about is your connective tissue, which is collagen, and it's like super abundant in your body. Mm-hmm. So the more you feed it with this nutrient, the proteins, it helps your skin look better.
Yeah.
But you look younger.
That's the whole idea. But you know, the next one is interesting. Your skin really needs omega-3 fats. So, I love my sushi, but I take omega-3 fats. I mean, I take the supplements, Life Extension supplement. And he writes, omega-3 fats from oily fish like salmon, mackerel, and tuna are so important for a healthy skin. The omega-3 fats form part of the skin cell membrane that helps to hold the skin cell together. A healthy cell membrane translates to a healthy skin cell.
This again is good for collagen and elastin.
And also it's good for the inflammation throughout the body too, the omega-3 fats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when I feel inflamed or when I feel like, when I feel like I've been doing like too much stress, I take like a tablespoon of omega-3.
Oh, you have it in liquid form?
Yeah.
Mmm.
I try to take, my supplements in the morning, but you know, like at the end of the night, I feel like, a lot of people ask me like, how can you sit there and take that at the end of the night? If I feel like I've been out, you know, too long, or I've been doing too much of anything, I just take a tablespoon and it just makes me feel a lot better. And it's 'cause I know it's good for your inflammation of the body.
Yeah. so you take a second dose of omega-3s?
Mm-hmm. That's based on how inflamed I feel. You know how bloated I feel?
I feel inflamed all the time. I think I'm going to really invest on omega-3s.
Yeah, try it out. It's really good, especially especially when I'm stressed out. When you're stressed out, you can feel it in your brain for some reason. I feel it. And I take a tablespoon, and it calms me down.
Really? Changes your feelings and everything?
Yeah, instantly. Wow. Scotty thinks it's just, he thinks it's just my, me, you know, thinking it does. But I really believe in it.
That is the ultimate skeptic.
I know.
And you're strong at all. So it's like,
we keep each other. I know, but we keep each other balanced. It's kind of funny, actually.
Well, I'm sure one feeds the other, you know?
I know, but it's funny because he, he'll go on, I think he still takes his acai berries, and, he's so, like, stingy with it. Sometimes I'm like, oh, let me take one of yours. And he's like, no, this is all I have left. I'm like, what? Because you have all this stuff.
He does believe in some of it.
Well, yeah, because it makes him feel good instead of, because he doesn't drink coffee. And he's trying to cut down on the Pepsi in the morning. So, because I give him such a hassle about it. So, he takes that. But he gives me a hard time because I want to try it out sometimes. Kind of like, oh, let me try some of yours. And he's like, why do you need to take, you have all this life extension stuff. Why are you using mine?
It's possessive. Possessive with his vitamins.
and you know, so the next one is, your skin is nutty for nuts. Okay, I did not know I know nuts, again, it's good for your heart and stuff, but nuts round off your suggestion because they are satisfying snacks and they provide all of the nutrient mentioned above. Vitamin A, ceramides, protein, and essential fats.
It would, wow!
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so I get all of it because you know how nutty I am for nuts.
Yeah.
Ah, that explains why I have good skin.
Yeah. And they said it would do all of us some good to reach for a handful of nuts instead of fried chips the next time we need a quick snack.
Oh, God, but I get more than a handful. That's my problem.
Yeah, that's my problem, too. That's my problem. I love eating nuts, but I don't sit there and eat like a couple pieces. I want to eat like a whole bag.
I know.
But they say,
that's why we have to keep some apricots and carrots around.
Yeah, that's why I have nuts. I don't eat as much as I'd like to, but I eat a lot of carrots. Yeah, even though he said that, he goes, but there's a cavern. Nuts contain a lot of calories, so just be aware of that when snacking on them, it's really easy to overdo it. We should say that, right?
Oh, God. I didn't read the recipe.
Yeah, and then he says, so eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. Choose a low-fat or fat-free dairy product. Include nuts, seeds, and beans in your favorite meals. Offer whole grain breads and pasta. Limit sweets. Strive for variety as you're making healthy choices.
Making what?
Making healthy choices.
Oh. I would really try to keep those around, but sometimes it's hard in this fast life, you know? That's why, everyone should have a good stock of life extension. You know, get their little omega-3 and some vitamin A supplements.
Yeah, my two a day is what my mom takes. She likes it.
And your mom has beautiful skin.
Yeah, and so my sister too. Because
she does.
We're obsessed with our skin.
Sorry?
We're obsessed with our skin. My whole family is.
Well, I have this client who is doing a couple of treatments with me, and I said, you've got really good skin. She's actually 50.
Wow.
50 years old. 53, mm-hmm. Exactly. And she, her skin resembles, like, she's definitely in her late 30s. You know, like, it's not even wrinkles. And she says to me, you know, we only have one shot at this life, so you got to take care of what you got.
Yep.
So, I thought that was great. Sometimes, you know, you hear the best thing from, like, your audience, your client.
Mm-hmm.
I like to grow. I wonder if there's anything that you could actually eat that protects you from getting too much sun.
Hmm.
I'm sure there is.
Well, we'll have to research that.
We're taking that supplement glutathione, and you say that it blocks some of the sun.
No. The side effect of glutathione, if you take too much of it, it makes you white.
How does that happen? Like, it removes melanin? I gotta research that.
Yeah, that's why in Asia it's huge in Asia. But glutathione is like the strongest antioxidant. I love glutathione. Yeah, the side effect of glutathione makes your skin white. Yeah, I like glutathione, you know, especially for upper respiratory health. I like that. So it's the mother of all antioxidants, they call it.
Because it's like the highest antioxidant right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that they've researched. So we were just at the show. Remember, we saw that on the syllabus lot.
Well, everyone's going to be talking about glutathione real soon. I totally believe in it. And, you know, anytime like last week I had that upper respiratory issue. And and I get that once a year because when it starts raining a lot. So I just take my glutathione. I triple the dose, actually. And I take it with vitamin C.
I'm looking up glutathione and its effects on skin.
Mm-hmm.
To see if there's any buzz on skin whitening, it says. Buzz lately in terms of skin whitening, glutathione.
Yeah, it's a side effect of it.
Yeah, but I wonder, like, what is it doing? Removing melanin? And is it helpful for those people who have melasma? I'm sorry, I just came up with this question in my head. So.
Okay, we'll work it out. We'll answer it. Well, I found a really good article on naturalnews.com. Glutathione is the master super antioxidant of the body. That was pretty good. The human body is under oxidative stress from a variety of sources at all times. And so... to combat this stress and damage, the body utilizes antioxidants of all different varieties. Glutathione is a very special peptide molecule that provides the greatest antioxidant protection and recharges other antioxidants within the body. So it's also provides protection, but it also recharges your other antioxidant. That's why it's so special.
Oh, so it works. Like, it makes every other antioxidant work
better. Yeah.
Harder, faster.
Yeah. It's like a, I guess you would call it kind of like a battery for your body. So
wow.
So every cell in the body produces glutathione. Many longevity scientists believe that the level of glutathione in our cells is predictive of how long we will live. This is logical considering the wealth of essential bodily process that glutathione plays a critical role in. So, glutathione, see, I'm so happy I got into this. Because I was like, I don't know where, along the way, I somehow stumbled into this a couple years ago about glutathione, and then I just started reading up on it. And then I told Kimmy about it, you know, for GL.
Right.
And then they got glutathione.
Yeah, that's part of the vitamin injections that they do there.
Yeah, so that now it's kind of funny because I'm talking about it, and then I look at when we went to the A4M conference, and I look at the syllabus, and all of a sudden I see all these doctors talking about glutathione. It's kind of weird.
Tanya, you are so innovative.
No, No, I think sometimes I feel like I'm psychic.
I think so. Here's an article. It's actually like a blog page for Let's Prettify. It's called One Stop Place for Health and Beauty Tips and Tricks.
Okay.
And it has it talks about glutathione and how it detoxifies livers, heavy metals, and alcohol in your body, which is awesome.
Yes, we need it.
And then it also says, how does it whiten the skin? Taking L-glutathione in high dose inhibits tyrosinase activity, which is one of the components of making melanin. This is what I'm, this is what I'm saying. The inhibition of the activity of the enzyme tyrosinase will release melanin metabolism during dark pigmentations, eumelanin, into light pigmentation. So actually, if you do have melasma, your melasma will improve. I've noticed that, you know, I've had a couple of BI peels, but I just don't feel like I really am getting that many spots. You know, my spots are lightening.
So is it lightening? So you're, because you're not taking enough glutathione, you think?
Yeah. No, I think because I'm taking glutathione, but it's not, it, I don't think it's a high enough dose. I think I may have to, like, take it every day. And if I do, I'm going to go ahead and do the study for myself. And if I do, because I do have melasma, it's not as bad as some of my clients and my friends. But, you know, if it does work, this would be, like, this would be an awesome treatment for my clients. I'm like really excited.
Yeah, because glutathione, you have it goes in and out of your body very quickly.
Yeah, that, I guess that's why they want you to take high doses.
Yeah, but you but the thing is the I'm waiting. I know this one group of doctors are getting ready to do a study on it. I can't really mention any name yet until they finalize everything. But they want to see how much glutathione, how long. What's the, what is the life of glutathione in your blood? For, like, you know, once you ingest it, how long does it stay in your body? And so they're going to do a test. They're going to do markers to find out. And, you know, all the, all my research that I've done, is like, it goes in and out very quickly. So I take, you know, I take one at night before I go to bed. And I take that with my magnesium and vitamin C and zinc before I go to sleep. But I'm going to increase it where I'm taking it for when I wake up, too. And I take it in the middle of the day, so I take it three times a day.
And how many milligrams?
It's a life extension one, actually.
Well, because over here, it says it has, like, a whole recipe for medium brown, dark brown.
Really? What's their website?
Huh?
What's the website again?
Yeah, yeah, the website is Let's Prettify. So it's the word pretty, but with I-F-Y instead of just a Y.
L-E-T-S, Let's Prettify?
Let's Prettify. And that's, I'll just spell it all out. L-E-T-S. P is in Paul, R-E-T, Tom, T, Tom, I, F, Frank, Y, dot blogspot.
Okay. There you go.
There might be a search engine there. Hold on.
Yeah, I see. Let's Prettify.
Yeah. Let's Prettify is a blog post. I think you can go /2007/09/skin-whitening
Yeah, she owns a. This is an Asian girl, right?
Yeah.
Let's see.
She calls herself Doctor in Pink.
I love it.
And I guess she's got a whole recipe here. It says it says side effects. Oh gosh, hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Someone's knocking at my door.
Oh, someone's knocking at your door. So yeah. It's 2007 is when the post was. Good for her. She's been posting since 2007.
Yeah, 2007.
Okay, I'm going to put 2007 there and see what pulls up. Copper peptide serum, skin aging. Okay. skin resurfacing. I'm trying to find that. There's a, what's a collagen acid? Okay, skin aging. I'm trying to find that whole thing. Okay, here we go. Glutathione via IV insertion. Well, yeah, someone's got, I'm gonna go get a vitamin drip. I'm gonna try it out. I'm gonna have to videotape that.
Are you gonna, what type of vitamin will it be?
I'm not quite sure. You want to go with me? I'm going to go down to Hollandale.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I want to talk about it. Because I want to try it out. You know, all these people are telling me, like, how awesome it is to do the vitamin drips at least once a week. Here we go. Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. So, yeah, okay, I'm on there, on that place. Right now, okay, so, okay, there's no toxicity so far for glutathione, but they say that glutathione and skin whitening, so she's given a suggestion here. Glutathione recommended dosage as a skin whitening capsule should be between 20 to 40 milligram of body weight divided into two doses each day.
So doing it twice a day and getting the right dosage will help you get whiter.
Yeah,
gosh, if Michael Jackson only knew about this.
Maybe he was doing that. Maybe he got carried away with it.
Maybe he did too much. Hold on one second.
Okay. Save internet. So he's very interesting. So she is suggesting the duration of intake varies depending on your skin color. So if you have medium brown skin, 1 to 3 months. If you have dark brown skin, 3 to 6 months. Very dark skin, 6 to 12 months. And if you have black skin, it says at least 2 years of glutathione to lighten your skin. Wow, that's pretty aggressive there. And, yeah, you need to take vitamin C. See, its efficacy in skin whitening is improved when it's taken with vitamin C 2 to 3 times more than the dose of L-glutathione, which I do. Yeah, but, you know, it's kind of interesting with glutathione that what I've been, you know, if I miss a dose, I can feel it, though. Because I'm not quite sure because it goes in and out of your body so quickly.
Right. So you don't think it has a good absorption rate?
No, it absorbs, but it gets in and out quick. So you got to take it. But I take it with vitamin C. Whatever the dosage of glutathione is, I take 3 times the amount of vitamin C, or twice the amount of vitamin C. And it gives it a boost.
Ah!
Yeah, you gotta take a bit of vitamin C.
Gosh, I would think all that vitamin C would, I don't take vitamin C every day. I take, multi, but. Uh-huh. I take a multi, liquid vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it has a lot of vitamin C in it to justify the glutathione. Anyway, yeah. I'm going to start it. I'm going to try it.
Yeah, you should try it. No. So you should try what I take. I take the magnesium and vitamin C powder with my glutathione. Yeah, they say that the glutathione, they say scientists estimate that the average person by age 20 loses glutathione at 8 to 12% per decade. Increased health challenges from infection, poor diet, increased toxic load, medication usage, etc., can deplete these stores at much faster rate. Scientists estimate that a 30% reduction of glutathione is enough for cellular dysfunction to occur. So as you age, you're gonna lose your glutathione. So supplement and then.
So then it's good to start supplementing, you know, even if it's just, I'm only taking it once a week via injection. So you're saying that it goes in and out of my body. So it's probably like only one daily dose.
Yeah, that's why they have it tested. That's why I just take a supplement and plus I take the injection whenever I can. But I take the supplement every day, so. That's like a staple in my regimen. I have to take my glutathione, and sometimes you know I ration myself if I know I'm running low. then if and I don't have time to get to the life extension, then I'll just take you know, one before I go to bed with my magnesium and vitamin C.
I'm thinking of maybe then I should probably get glutathione injectable to try that for 30 days, like a 30-day supply, and like inject it every day. What do you think?
You make sure you talk to Dr. G about that. But yeah, I don't. Glutathione is really good for you. They say there's no side effects for it. But they also say that studies have shown that adequate vitamin D is necessary for optimal glutathione production.
So you definitely need to be in the sun?
No, you need vitamin D.
No, I'm just being facetious. Sorry.
They say the majority of our society is extremely deficient in vitamin D. Optimal vitamin D levels should be between 60 to 100
ml. ML?
Yeah, mg/ml.
Now, how do you know how much vitamin D you have?
You have to get a blood test.
Really? You can check for that?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the biggest blood tests. You know, people who are sick all the time, they have like a cold they can't get rid of. Doctors nowadays are prescribing blood work for vitamin D, and they find out the patients are very low on vitamin D, so they're giving them scripts for vitamin D. You know, instead of going and getting, like, you can get a bottle of vitamin D at Life Extension store. I think it's like $9 or $10 or something like that, not even. And wow. They'll write you a script for $70 for that type of vitamin D. It's kind of funny, actually. It's like, that's why the pharmaceutical companies, they want to buy the nutrition company, I think. And they charge you more money for it.
Oh my God, that's crazy. $70 for vitamin D.
Yeah, because the reason I know this is I knew someone that was sick. And I kept telling him that, hey, you know, you are deficient in vitamin D probably because, you know, it sounds like you. And sure enough, he calls me and he goes, how do you know this? The doctor gave me a blood test and he tested me for vitamin D. And he said he was so low. And they gave him a script for a high level of vitamin D. I think he was giving 7,000 IU vitamin D or something, 7,000 or 10,000, because it was so low. And he said that the script cost him, because he didn't have insurance, cost him like $70.
Oh my gosh.
I go, I could have given you a bottle.
Oh my God. That is just crazy.
Yeah, and this is, I'm not making this up. This has actually happened. So.
That is totally nuts. I can't believe
that. Mhm. And they say that good food sources are through high quality non-denatured animal products. These include bioactive non-denatured grass-fed whey protein. I mean, like, you know, to get your glutathione, you have to like eat like organic eggs and all these different things. But you know, nowadays it's eating organic is so expensive. That a lot of people can't afford it.
Yes.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Well, I think eating organic has always been expensive. We just weren't focused that much on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, organic foods don't have a lot of ways to keep preserved. So
yeah.
They go bad fast. And if you have like an organic farm, you know, the point is to sell as much as possible. A good way to get organic foods that are, like, inexpensive is to go through, like, a co-op service.
Mm-hmm.
Because they give, like, you get a monthly subscription or a weekly subscription, however it is you like to buy, you know, like, your fruits and vegetables. Honestly, I think it's better every week so it's fresh, but you get that subscription and they'll deliver you your whatever amount of money you put into it. Like, you can put in $30 a month, and it's a really healthy picking of all organic seasonal fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good way to, you know, keep up with all the good vitamins, you know, and not spend that much money. Like, Whole Foods.
Oh, my God. You don't want to know. We spent $300 in Whole Foods, and all we bought was You know, because I was, like, having an anxiety of some, like, I'm actually might be really sick, and I'm like, I can't be sick, because, you know, maybe because I ran my body down too low. So I went in there, and I bought some supplements, you know, we just didn't think it's going to be that much of a big deal. And we didn't really buy anything that's, I mean, we walked out with, two little bags, and it's, like, almost $300.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very expensive. You know, just saying, they have a storefront, so they have to continually stock these fruits and vegetables that don't stay fresh for very long because they are organic, and you know, they come from small farms too, not big farms. So the pricing is higher. You know, there's a lot of factors that is the reason why organic foods are more expensive. I had a neighbor who was trying to go and eat healthy, you know, start eating healthy, change her diet because she was overweight, she had bad skin, and mainly it was her skin that, you know, that concerned her. She was like, you know, I'm freaking out all the time and I really have to change my diet. So she changed her diet and she was eating healthy foods. She lost a lot of weight. Her skin was looking great. And she says to me, you know, I'm eating really well, but the secondary thing is that I'm losing weight because the food is so expensive. I can't eat that much of it. So she got healthier and better skin, but, you know, the truth of the matter is that eating healthy is going to be more expensive because it's more of taking care of yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So, what? You know, to look at it, diseases are very expensive, you know? They cost more in the long run.
I think prevention is cheaper than it is.
Absolutely. And it's common sense. And if you can get the best value for vitamin D instead of spending $70. You know?
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, okay, that's not too good. So,
I think this is a really informative show today.
I know. I feel like I thought I was getting sick last week, you know, because I was just upper respiratory. So I really triple dosed my glutathione intake, and I feel so much better.
I think that this time around you knocked it out a lot quicker because, you know, like you said, you get it once a year. It's a respiratory thing. I think it's due to allergies, maybe.
Yeah.
Because it's always at the same time of the year.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, well, a lot of people are sick with allergies right now. And, you know, you just happen to have your bronchioles or your chest and is your weak point. And, last year, I think it lasted like 2 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, like a month. Really long. Because I just couldn't believe that it was, for some reason I was just defying that I was getting allergies, you know?
Yeah.
I just didn't believe it actually. But now with, I just, you know, just my research in glutathione, I just like, you know what? They say to take glutathione when you have upper respiratory issue. And I've had doctors ask me that and I tell them and they're like, how do you know these things? I'm like, yeah. You go enough to, if you attend enough anti-aging conferences and you talk to enough doctors.
Kind of figure and you out. Do a lot of research like you do.
Yeah, I have a little problem with that.
Knowledge is power, Tanya. Knowledge is power.
I know, but I get obsessed with it. I'm like, oh, what's the deal with this? And I have to know everything about it.
It's great. It's great. So let's tell people how to protect yourselves against the sun.
A healthy summer. Well, they say the right food. Again, the right food, skincare, and beauty tips. I found this post, and I thought it was kind of interesting. It's at M-O-L-E. MPIRE.com. It's like moreempire.com. And it's a post from Carla Diaz. She's a French makeup artist and fashionista with a deep love and interest for art of makeup. But so this post was interesting. She did a post and it's called A Healthy Summer Tan, The Right Food, Skincare, and Beauty Tips. And she pretty much goes through what Dr. Michael Smith was saying on his post for the top foods for healthy skin. So she's, you know, saying the same thing. But her post, I thought was interesting, especially, you know, for a beautiful tan skin. And according to her, a beautiful tan is above all a well-prepared tan. Summer is already in, and it's time to think about the right gesture on food, care, and beauty. To obtain a deep golden tan, it is necessary that our body has at its disposal all means necessary, and of course, our most valuable ally, sunscreen. Yeah, I love my sunscreen.
I'm trying to get there.
Okay. Do you want me to post it?
Yes, please.
Okay. And I posted on Social Chats fan page. I post this link so that everyone can see what we're talking about. And it says, or Facebook is like slow, and
yeah, waiting for it to update.
Yeah, Facebook is really slow to uploading. And
I finally figured out how to use the new timeline.
You did?
Yeah, I was wondering where all my posts were for the rest of the month, and then there's this little tab at the bottom that says, if you'd like to see the rest of the posts for May, click here. I'm like, wow, I'm learning something new every day on this new timeline thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to learn, actually.
Yeah, and you can actually go on the date. Like, I don't know why, but there's a post on my... There's a date on here. It says 1973.
What were you doing in 1973?
I don't know why it's on my Facebook.
That's funny.
Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
Like, weird.
So here you go. I just posted on Social Chats. A healthy summer tan, the right food, skincare, and beauty tips.
All right.
You got it?
Uh-huh.
So the first thing she talked about was healthier eating habits. It is imperative to properly prepare the skin for sun exposure when the summer comes. Diet plays a very important role. Food rich in beta-carotene, carotenoids are natural pigments found in fruits and vegetables such as carrots, tomatoes, apricots, and have an antioxidant effect while also protecting against ultraviolet rays. I did not know that.
So the retin-A, so she's saying that the retin-A's, which are the carotenoids, she's using beta-carotene. There's actually retin-A that we're talking about.
Yep.
Charlotte, she added tomatoes and apricots.
Mm-hmm.
We had summer squash on the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
I think she's doing it more like with the season, because during the summer, there's no squash. There's tons of tomatoes in the summer.
True.
Because, you know, when I was a kid in Vietnam, and once in a while, I still do this, I take fresh tomatoes, and I cut it up in chunks, and then I take crushed ice, and I throw a little bit of brown sugar in there.
Uh-huh.
And I mush it together, and it's so refreshing. We serve that.
Like a gazpacho type of drink?
Yeah, that's what, when I was a kid, my mom, that's what we served to our guests when they came and visit us.
Oh, how yummy. I don't want to try that.
Yeah, so, you know, she would buy, we grew our own tomatoes, and then when she didn't have the garden anymore, she'd go and buy, like the riper the tomatoes, the better it is. So, you know how when you go to a produce stand and they want to get rid of them? Because the tomatoes
I actually just threw out three of them in my refrigerator that was too ripe.
Yeah, you take that, you cut them into pieces, crush up some ice, throw that in there, and throw some brown sugar. Oh, you know, any type of sugar, a little bit of sugar to taste, and it's very refreshing.
Oh, I'm gonna try it.
Yeah, I like tomatoes, fresh tomatoes. I really don't care for tomato in a can or in a sauce or anything like that.
Oh, no.
So,
I'm talking about fresh ones.
So the other thing that I talked about was selenium, you know, and it's so funny because I was talking about, I want to start taking some more selenium because, you know, selenium helps with the mercury. Take some mercury out of your brain.
Wow.
And you have mercury in your brain, you get Alzheimer's.
My family.
Yeah, they say selenium is really important, especially for people who have dementia or for memory loss. Remember Dr. Braverman told us that?
Right, he did. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? I think we need to make a trip to the life extension.
Well, I need to go because I'm out of product.
You are?
Yeah, I need to get some. I'm out of my 7 keto and I'm out of my my tryptophan, my B complex, my basic stuff that I take all the time.
Oh, cool. Well, when you're ready, I'll take a field trip with you.
Okay. And then, or we can just order it from GL.
Oh, true. I forget that.
Yeah. They have an account.
Let's do that tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do that.
I need fish oil and I need selenium.
So, you know, they say that foods rich in vitamin A prevents skin cancer, promotes healing, and helps to renew skin cells. It is found in all animal tissues such as retinol.
Retinol.
Yeah.
Foods. It's not in all of the animal tissue, but it's also found in the carrots and the, Dr. Smith was saying.
And then foods rich in vitamin C are beneficial on prolapses in the preventive treatment of skin aging, because they say vitamin C is really important, and mainly contained in vegetables and fruit. My favorite is Brussels sprout. I love Brussels sprouts.
I was gonna say that.
Brussels sprouts, Brussels spinach. Sprouts. I'm hungry now, and I like cabbage too.
I like cabbage. I can eat cabbage a lot. I can eat it in soup, sofa, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but Brussels sprout is my favorite. I'll make a whole bowl of Brussels sprout, and that's all I'll eat. And I put it on my George Foreman.
Mm-hmm. Okay, grandma.
Yeah, I just throw it on George Foreman. I stopped using the microwave.
That's I don't know.
Dr. Class has me all paranoid about the microwave. So I stopped using it.
That's for you. For you.
You know, because remember I used to heat up my tea in the microwave. I did all that in the microwave. And then Dr. Class has me like, you know, he's telling me how bad the microwave is. So I stay away from the microwave.
I believe him.
And then they say that vegetable oil, grapeseed, soy, tree nuts, and fish rich in omega-3 also prevent dehydration and dryness of the skin. So, of course, besides all these wonderful foods, you should drink lots of water.
Drink lots of water.
So
number one skincare tip, drink lots of water, exercise 3 times a week, and eat healthy food.
And make sure you eat a lot of omega-3 and vegetable oils.
Yes.
Grapeseed oil. Then they say that for those, this is preparing your skin for the summer.
Right.
Because, you know, you have a tan, dry, leathery looking tan is not hot. It's kind of gross, actually. For those of you who wish to make a capsule cure to prepare your skin for summer tan, usually capsules are composed of beta carotene. This intensifies the tan and makes it more sustainable. However, this cure of beta carotene does not protect against sunburn. So it is essential to protect yourself with sunscreen. And you know, and this, here's another one too that a lot of people don't think about. Exfoliation. Get rid of those dead skin before you try to tan some more. It's not attractive. A dark, tan, flaky, dry skin is not hot.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing is that, you know, when you start tanning, you start getting skin damage, which are spots, and then, you know, you keep tanning over that, those spots, instead of clearing your skin, you know, and making it look healthier, and so you get, like, an overlap of dead cells, and it becomes, like, leather. It's overlapping one after another.
Yeah.
You know, it just looks horrible. It's
but,
not sexy.
But how many do you see at the beach? If you go to the beach now, you go, you see these people, and I've seen beautiful girls, beautiful, great bodies, beautiful. But then you, when you get up close to them, their skin is so dry that it doesn't even look healthy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, the problem is that when you're young, really, unless you grow up in a, you know, smart household, you really are, you know, not taught that all of these things that we're giving this to our children's time, you know.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot of people out there that don't have, you know, savviness or knowledge in healthcare and preventative measures for not getting skin cancer. Not, you know, it's incredible.
What?
People will go and buy their sunscreen. They'll put it on, and they'll never read the label.
Mm-hmm.
The label says you have to reapply.
Yeah, people never reapply. Once they figure that once they put it on, they go out, and that's it.
I get that all the time. Oh, I went on, yeah, I went on during the daytime. But when I'm going in the sun, or I'll put it on, you know, let's just go to the beach. Yeah, well, how long were you at the beach? 3-4 hours? You know, so.
Yeah.
In the beach, you get so much more sun because you have the reflection of the sun, from the water, from the sand, and the direct sunlight. So you're getting 3 times the amount of ultraviolet.
And besides that, we're in South Florida. Our sun is like a lot stronger to compare to if you were going out of the sun in New York.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you felt it, but like 2 days ago, it felt like it was 100 degrees out already.
Oh my God! So that's why I can't go back to Vietnam yet until I get used to the weather. There's no way. I need air conditioning. So it's 2:00. Let's round up the show. Very informative show. And I hope everyone out there. Yes, 2:00 already, babe.
Oh my God.
So next week we have Dr. Alan Ballman coming on. He'll be our guest. And he has a. What?
I said very cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, we met him when we worked for the American Academy of Anti Aging Medicine. So I actually signed him up, actually, to attend the conference. And now he lectures all over. He owns his clinic is Ballman Medical Group in Boca Raton. And so, and he's very social. He has Facebook and Twitter. So we'll have him on next week. I'll confirm everything with him. But I booked him like a month ago, so.
Awesome. I can't
wait to. We'll be promoting that. And Sandra, always a pleasure. And, you know. We'll have to go and place an order for some life extension products.
I will call you tomorrow.
Okay, honey. So everybody have a great day. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to Social Chats. And we're doing a segment on finance tomorrow, and I'll have Eris on. But I think Harry's going to come on too. But we're going to talk about what's going on with Facebook's disastrous IPO tomorrow and what its cause for other IPO that's trying to start in the technology world. So that should be an interesting show tomorrow too. But everyone have a great day, and make sure you tune in tomorrow from 1 to 2 to Social Chats. Take care. Bye.